Embracing disability identity is empowering for me. Summary, personal perspective. Whatever identity I embrace for myself, I'll take it as a win. The experience of living in this body opens me to the breadth of human experience. Full article, today is the last day of Disability Pride Month. I am a person with a disability, chronic pain, and limited mobility caused by hypermobility type Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. On most days, my disability is invisible. Today, for example, I am feeling great and walking normally, even though I carried my special chair back with me to meet a friend for coffee. Chairs hurt. Embracing a disability identity. Some people chafe at how I embrace a disabled identity because many people, my past self included, hold on to old ideas of disabled as weak, bad, or sad, and for someone like myself who has the option to look able-bodied, a sort of capitulation. Though identity is hugely empowering. Since I have accepted that my body has limitations that require accommodations, I have been much more comfortable in my skin and able to be more creative about how I go about getting the help and support I need to function. The dynamic disability moniker makes it even better because there are days when I can go to the bank and stand in line, and there are days I can't, and it's difficult to anticipate which days will be which. Calling myself dynamically disabled makes me feel a little more understood. Source, image by Jen Sarch. A change in status. Earlier this year, I received a spinal cord stimulator, which has transformed my life. I am no longer in need of daily opioids to control my pain, and as a result, I have more energy, more focus, and see my doctor less. I also am in less pain, which has eased my depression and made me hopeful for the future and more willing to take risks. For example, I spent this last week helping with some communications work for the Wild Horse Refuge, which required a 5-hour drive and several 4-wheel drive jaunts to film the horses on their beautiful, undeveloped 50 square miles of prairie near Craig, Colorado. 1 year ago, I could not have even considered such a trip, and here I am a day after returning, exhausted and sore, but feeling inspired and fulfilled by witnessing these amazing creatures in their natural habitat. I'm less disabled than I was 6 months ago, and I'm intensely grateful for that. I am still in daily pain, and I still have my underlying condition that leads to joint pain and deterioration, and certainly there are more surgeries in my future. I'm also aware of the research saying that for many people with stimulators, the positive effects will wane over time. After 20 years of failed treatments, exercise programs, dietary supplements, and so on, there's a piece of me waiting to wake up tomorrow back in the kind of pain I was in before. And there's still another piece of me that feels a little bit ashamed to feel better. Am I still disabled enough to call myself disabled? Can I still be part of this community, and what does it mean if I am? Who am I if I am not? Belonging and acceptance. But then I was reading about Disability Pride Month and this year's theme, We Belong Here and We're Here to Stay. And I took a deep breath. I live in a body that is not always comfortable and has limitations, and that remains true even with my cadaver parts and titanium parts and electronic rechargeable parts making me feel better. I'll take it as a win that whatever identity or label I embrace for myself, the truth is that the experience of living in this body opens me to the breadth of human experience. So many of us have bodies that don't function in normal ways or even just in the ways we want them to, and regardless of that, all our lives have meaning, touch others, and have important lessons to offer.